The metabolic equivalent of task, or MET, is a metric used to express how much energy is being used to complete a physical task. The higher the METs, the more work that is being produced over a given period. One metabolic equivalent, one MET, is defined as the amount of oxygen consumed while sitting at rest, and that's equal to 3.5 milliliters of oxygen per kilogram of body weight times however many minutes. So when you are in recovery and sleeping, your body still has some involuntary muscle and organ use, and that gives the body a MET score of 0.9. So simply put, it is your workload during activity compared to at rest. Now, given that rest is nearly one MET, if you were to score 10 METs during an activity, it means that you are working 10 times harder than at rest. As a comparison, many fire departments have adopted the Bruce Protocol as their stress test for firefighter readiness, also as recommended by the National Fire Protection Association, NFPA. It is a treadmill test that has 7 stages that last for 3 minutes each, and each stage increases in speed and incline. As a loose guideline, each stage elicits about a 3 MET increase, beginning at 3 METs walking and ends at 21 METs at stage 7. According to NFPA 1582, the standard on comprehensive occupational medical program for fire departments, a physically fit and prepared firefighter must score at least 12 METs. A MET score of 10 to 12 requires counseling to improve the firefighter's fitness, and then between 8 to 10 METs, a firefighter may have job restrictions of certain tasks because they are physically incapable of performing the job due to a lack of physical fitness or a medical condition. And at levels below 8 METs, a firefighter is absolutely restricted from performing the job and is required to participate in an aerobic fitness program. However, the standard goes on to say that a firefighter that achieves a score of 12 METs may discontinue the rest of the test because they have satisfactorily completed the minimum standard. Emphasis on minimum. According to the International Association of Fire Chiefs, the IAFC, a firefighter that completes less than 12 METs is considered to have a medical condition or is not physically prepared for the job tasks. However, with 12 METs being a minimum standard, studies and real fireground data are showing that job tasks may elicit a MET score much higher than 12, highlighting the need for a higher minimum standard. As an example, a firefighter carrying tools upstairs and PPE and SCBA scores 12.5 METs. A firefighter that is performing search and rescue in smoke conditions scores 16 METs. Keep in mind, these are also in controlled training sessions, and one could argue that while physically fatigued, they are not experiencing an adrenaline-induced response. For comparison, hiking with a light pack is 6.0 METs, climbing stairs in normal clothing is 8.0 METs, running 6 miles per hour, which is a 10 minutes per mile pace, is 8.5 METs. Running 8.6 miles per hour is a 7 minute per mile pace. That gets you 12.3 METs. So as a loose rule, each 5 METs generally corresponds to each zone of training that we've talked about, the zones 1 through 5. Any METs scoring in double-digit METs would be considered vigorous to high intensity, with single-digit MET score being largely aerobically driven from light to moderate intensity. So the double-digit, you're pretty much going to be anaerobic. Many firefighter fitness studies are performed in controlled settings without any real risk, minimum skill requirement, and the adrenaline is going to be low. Even in these studies, firefighters are producing MET scores of 8 upwards of nearly 20, highlighting the need for firefighters that are physically capable of working beyond 12 METs in real-world environments. For tracking of METs in real-world environments, metabolic trackers like Apple Watch or Garmin or Whoop can track these metrics. If you use an Apple Watch, you can go to your health app on your phone, you click Show All Health Data, then you scroll to Physical Effort. Under this section, you can find your METs produced, and you can track by year, month, and or your daily effort. A limiting parameter of the Apple Watch, however, though, is that it appears to not record beyond 20 METs. It seems to cap out there. And there are plenty of incidents now that I have seen that workouts, working fires, they are capping out at 20, suggesting that the actual METs produced are going to be much higher, which is pretty intense work. So by using the resources that we have at our disposal and that are commonly worn, at a minimum, we can at least begin to track these metabolic effects in the real world, high-risk environments, and they are not going to be bound by the sometimes sterile limits of lab settings and research type settings. What's to come is real fireground data from real fires, real calls. We're going to split it between adrenaline-induced events, physical-induced events, events that are both physically and adrenaline-induced, how they amplify each other, and what real-world data looks like when compared to a Bruce protocol or lab-type settings. It's going to blow your mind, so stand by.